Hi everybody, it's Phil with Cucumber Tutorials, and I'm here to teach you how to download and use Google Earth. Okay, so what you're going to want to do to download it is go to earth.google.com. Once you're there, click Download Google Earth. I already have Google Earth, so I'm not going to do that. And then click Save File in Firefox and Run in Internet Explorer. And then in Firefox, you'll double-click on the Google Earth.exe or Google Updater, and then it'll automatically install Google Earth. You just have to let it do it and click Approve or Install. Then once it's done that, it's going to automatically give you a desktop icon right here. So just double-click it, and up will come Google Earth. Pretty new splash screen. And here comes Google Earth. It'll give you a startup tip. And up comes the Earth. Where's the Earth? Up comes the Earth. So it's going to zoom right into our United States of America. And you could type in a place, and it'll automatically zoom you into it, which is pretty cool. You can find a business and get directions using the same kind of thing. It's got amazing satellite pictures. I find it amazing. So you can explore that on your own, but you can also add a pin to remember where a place is, or you can use all these other different tools. You can also create you can start up what's called Sun, which will show you at approximately your time where the sun is in the world and where it's dark. So right now, it says it's 9:11 p.m., but I can change it to whatever time I want, and it can show me how dark the Earth will be then, and when times and what time sunset is in your area, which I find pretty cool. Also, maybe you don't like Earth. I mean, you probably do, but what if you wanted to see the other planets? You can click the sky, and you can exclusively explore Mars. Let's go into the sky function, and up comes all these different constellations in space, which is pretty cool. You can learn about them by clicking them, all the different galaxies, and stars, all that stuff. And that's pretty cool to explore. And then also, a little bit earlier, I talked about the exclusive Mars feature. So if you click on the Saturn button and click Mars. And it is loading up Mars. Now this is cool. It's just like Google Earth, only it only has a fly to button. So it's got all these different points on Mars. So that's pretty cool. You can also email something to a friend. You could print it. You could view it in Google Maps. Or you could show the ruler. You could record a tour. Add an image overlay. And a lot more cool stuff. So explore Google Earth. I'm Phil with Cucumber Tutorials. Remember, if you have any questions, you can email us at cucumbertutorials@gmail.com. We'll see you later.